Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. All right, hello everybody. Welcome into this weekend edition of Keep It About Ball. Got to keep things kind of quick today. I got to go get that tree cleared off my mom's garage. I had mentioned during the week I didn't get to it during yesterday because I had an interview, which I killed, by the way. We also got some random snow yesterday, but it's all pretty much melted by today, so I should be good to go. And just real quickly before we do jump into that, about that interview, I did get that job. And not only is that going to be a raise for me, it's going to be better hours, which means I should be able to get, I'm hoping, two episodes out a day. One in the evening, kind of just like a recap of, you know, the scores, blah, blah, blah. If I hit on any bets, if I missed on any bets, you know, that kind of shit. And then a late morning, very early afternoon episode, just kind of talking about some of the news from the day so far, and maybe some follow-up on news from the night before. Some look ahead to the upcoming night and stuff like that, and hopefully get a good consistent schedule going there. Very hopeful for that and very excited about that, but that's all at least 2 weeks away, you know, before I actually even start. And you know, I'll have to get into my groove there too. It'll be quite the shift going from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. But you know, we're not here to talk about my work schedule and all that, but did want to get that housekeeping and stuff out the way just so you guys knew that was coming. But let's go ahead and keep it about ball the rest of the way like we do. Jimmy G in some headlines, suspended for 2 games. That he probably wasn't going to play anyways for violating the NFL PED policy. Delon Wright and the Wizards agreed to a buyout so that he can sign with the Heat. Duop Reith signed a 3-year deal with the Blazers. Ty Lue fined $25,000 or $35,000 for saying the refs were cheating. All I can say is, you know, they wouldn't fine people for saying that shit if there wasn't some truth to it. And in some golf drama, Jordan Spieth was disqualified from the Genesis Invitational after signing an incorrect scorecard. All right, with the NBA on All-Star break, not a ton of score action going on there. I think they got some skills challenge. I think that 3-point contest between Ionescu and Curry is going on tonight. I'm taking Ionescu. Y'all can dick ride the NBA and Steph Curry if you want to. She's about to eat that shit. She's got the WNBA ball from the WNBA line. And she straight up was coming out and saying, she was like, give me the NBA ball. Give me the 3-point line. I'm not scared. Like, I'll still win. She was hungry. She was hungry. And I think she's about to eat. And I think they probably already know what's going to happen, of course. That's not keeping it about ball, though. I think what's going to end up happening is she's going to fucking eat from the WNBA line, and there's going to be, you know, a bunch of Twitter action, like switch the line, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a bunch of people at the stadium saying stuff like that, and they're going to do it. They're going to do a second competition with either both of them at the three-point line, NBA three-point line, or they're going to switch it up and put Steph with the NBA ball at the WNBA line and put her with the NBA ball at the NBA line and do it like that. And honestly, I think they should. I think they should do a round, one on each side, and then a round both from the NBA line, personally, and then do a series out of it. Just my opinion, instead of just doing one round, because aren't most 3-point competitions multiple rounds? I don't know. Getting off into a rant there a little bit, maybe. But yeah, I'm taking Ionescu on that. Need to actually go get that locked in. Patrick Cantlay putting it down for the USA in the Genesis Invitational, leading into round three today by 5 strokes at minus 13. I think they start off at a little after 1, I believe I saw. Tons of soccer going on as we speak. Arsenal beating Burnley in the 71st minute, 4-0. Aston Villa up on Fulham, 2-1. Bournemouth up on Newcastle in the 69th, nice minute, 2-1. Nottingham Forest is up on West Ham, 1-0 in the 66th minute. Tottenham down, to the Wolves, 2-1 in very nice, the 69th minute. Happening today already was Liverpool at Brentford. Liverpool won 4-1. And still to come here in about an hour, Chelsea and Man City will face off. Over in La Liga, we got live Osasuna and Cadiz at 0-0 in the 57th minute. Just wrapping up not too long ago was Atletico and Las Palmas. Atletico winning that one 5-0. And a little bit later here in about an hour, we got Celta Vigo and Barcelona. And then at 2 here Central Time, we got Valencia and Sevilla. Over in Bundesliga, we got Mainz up on Augsburg, 1-0, 86th minute. Stuttgart up on Darmstadt, 1-0. 78th minute. Hoffenheim, Union Berlin at a draw 0-0 in the 80th minute. Wolfsburg and Dortmund at a draw 1-1 in the 90th minute plus 1. I don't know if that means 91 minutes. Still learning a lot of this stuff here, as you can tell from me butchering all these names. whoever's listening by this completely out of the random, there's a listener from Belgium, I believe, or somewhere in that area. First off, shout out to you. For real, big shout out to you. Whoever you are, I appreciate the hell out of you. Even if you were just tuning in on the off chance that you get me butchering some of these names that you're probably very familiar with over in soccer that I just, am going to continue doing right here with Leverkusen beating Heidenheim 2-1 earlier today. And then coming up here in about an hour, we got RB Leipzig and Gladbach facing off. And then League One. I'm not sure where that's from. Does it say? No, it doesn't say. Well, we'll go ahead and say Lille. I'm not sure. Is up on Le Havre AC. Oh, this has got to be French. Yeah, this is French. Yeah, Le Havre AC. And then coming up at 2 p.m. Central Time, we got Nantes at PSG. UFC going on tonight. I'll go ahead and run through what we got coming up throughout the night. I'm not sure if we're getting a stand-em up. Okay, that's the main event. I thought I saw the name. I was like, that's got to be the main event. So starting off, it looks like, I'm not sure if these are prelims or just, you know, the first fights. But we got Andrea Lee and Miranda Maverick facing off. Miranda Maverick, the favorite there at minus 190 odds. Obon Elliott facing off against Val Woodburn. Obon is the favorite, minus 320. Danny Barlow is the favorite against Josh Quinlan at minus 225. A couple of foreign fighters here. In the second fight, the Obon versus Val. Both, one's from Jamaica. I'm not sure where Obon would be from. Does it say right here? It does not. Huh. I need to get better with my flags, too. Pronunciation of flags. Very noted. And then, wow, only not a whole lot of American action going on throughout the rest of the night. So if you want to root for some Americans tonight, definitely playing on some Civil War action and tuning in early, I would say. All right, moving on. Sheesh, Zach. We got Zhang Mingyang facing off against Brenson Ribeiro. Zhang is the favorite at minus 130. We got Rinya Nakamura facing off against Carlos Vera. Rinya is a minus 1300 favorite. Moving on, we got Marcos Rogério de Lima, a minus 250 favorite against Junior Tafa. In another women's match, we have Amanda Lemos versus Mackenzie Dern. Lemos is the favorite there at minus 230. De Lima was the favorite, by the way, in that previous match at minus 250. After that women's match, we got Anthony Hernandez, a favorite at minus 235 against Roman Kopylov. I'm starting to recognize some of these names a little bit, so I think we're getting closer to the main event. Mirab Divashvili is a favorite against Henry Cejudo, who I've heard of, at minus 270 there. Ian Garry at minus 235 against American Jeff Neal. Robert Whittaker is a minus 225 favorite over Paulo Costa. And in the main event, we got Alexander Volkanovski, the favorite. I recognize him against Ilya Turpa. I believe is how you say his name. I'm pretty sure I've heard of him as well. Volkanovski, a minus 130 favorite there. That's a New Zealand flag. That's right. I learned that the other day. Whittaker, also a New Zealander. Okay. All right. Hey, that's progress. Y'all are listening to me learn. How about that? Okay. Ton of college basketball action today. I didn't even look at the women's yet. Let's go ahead and click there. I know there's a whole day's worth of men's action going on. Yeah. A whole day's worth of women's action going on. If you're a hoops fan, the NBA might be on break, but there is. NCAA is stepping up to the plate right here. And that's no pun intended on baseball season getting going there. Just an absolute assload. And I mean a full assload of college hoops going on today. Betting for days. And I'm excited about it. Going to get some live bets in hopefully throughout the day. A decent chunk of some NHL action. They're a pretty good NHL slate. I got a little money line going on there. We'll go through that here in a second. We'll go through these games real quickly. We got Kings and Bruins, Oilers at Stars, Senators at Blackhawks, Red Wings at Flames, Panthers at Lightning, Predators at Blues, Sabres at Wild, Ducks at Maple Leafs, Capitals at Canadiens, Flyers at the Devils, Jets at the Canucks, Hurricanes at my Golden Knights, what are they called? The Blue Jackets? Okay, the Blue Jackets. I don't know if I'd heard of them, actually. Against the Sharks. Yeah, they're 16-26. So that's probably why I hadn't heard of them. Okay. Well, so we do got a parlay going on there. You haven't heard of this team. Listen to this parlay I built. I got a little five-leg moneyline parlay going on there in the NHL. Dallas Stars, Ottawa Senators, Minnesota Wild, Florida Panthers, and the Toronto Maple Leafs. All those together are plus 996. Putting this together, honestly, I just kind of went through, looked at their previous matchups, looked at their records, like their last five coming into the game. And just some of these teams are bad against playing against good teams. Just nothing real deep there. So we'll see if that hits, Always hoping it does, with our hockey picks, or any picks, I should say. But our hockey picks, obviously not expertly crafted. So always hoping for the best there. Of course, none of these picks expertly crafted. So always just hoping for the best. As I said, plan on getting some live bets in on some college hoops. Let you know how that all goes, either tomorrow or Monday. That'll bring me to the end of the show for the day. Please, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the show on your podcast platform of choice, YouTube as well. Please, please do both. We really need those 50 subscribers over on YouTube like a motherfucker. So also, please drop that like, drop that 5-star review, anything positive you can, please. A comment on a YouTube video, something like that. Maybe a little constructive criticism. Probably good. I'm wrapping the show up on that. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Until next time, let's go get some shit done. Let's cash some bets and keep it about ball.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube at ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.